1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump's back in court for his hush money trial.
There is an insufficient amount of evidence. No crime has been shown. No crime's been committed.
His former fixer, Michael Cohen, still testifying about payments made in a scheme to influence the 2016 election, which Trump denies. At least eight people are dead in a bus crash in Central Florida. Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Pat Reardon.
We had a 2001 Ford pickup was traveling east. That vehicle, for unknown reasons, traveled toward the center line, and the vehicles had a collision of a side swipe type manner.
That bus had been carrying migrant workers. Dozens were injured. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says military aid is headed to Ukraine. He's in Kyiv today.
What Putin destroyed, Russia should and must pay to rebuild. It's what international law demands. It's what the Ukrainian people deserve.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federal investigators are looking into a small community in northwest Wisconsin for a possible violation of the Voting Rights Act. The town of Thornapple near Ladysmith switched to all paper ballots last year. Federal law requires at least one machine for voters with disabilities. A complaint has been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound reluctant to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments yesterday, Rebecca Bradley argued absentee voting is not protected by law.
The law in the state of Wisconsin is that there is a right to vote, but there is not a right to vote absentee. That is a privilege that was granted legislatively.
The August primary is 3 months away, and the November general election is 6 months off. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. There's a Mental Health Walk in-person event planned for Saturday, May 18th from 9 to noon. It's organized through the Alliance for Mental Wellness Employee Group at Renaissance Learning, but it's open to anyone in the community. This is their first ever Stepping Up for Mental Health mixed walk and will benefit NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Health. If you can't participate on the 18th in person, you can join virtually anywhere between May 16th and 19th. You'll need to register on their Facebook page or on the website steppingupformentalhealth.itsyourrace.com. Registration is $13.50 and will benefit NAMI. Do you have a young adult in your home who wants to learn about gardening? Teens interested in volunteering at the community garden this year are meeting today at 4:30. You can email Miss Alicia at teen@macmillanlibrary.org with any questions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
UW Green Bay hires a new basketball coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A day after Sundance Wicks announced he was going back to Wyoming to become the head coach there, UW Green Bay has hired Doug Gottlieb as their new men's basketball coach. Gottlieb played some college ball at Notre Dame and Oklahoma State, has done some coaching, but as a network radio sports talk show host the past 20 years, his father Bob was a former head basketball coach at UWM. NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule will be released tomorrow, officially on the NFL Network at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates in Game 2 tonight. Pittsburgh came out on top last night with an 8-6 win led by Brian Reynolds, who had a career 5 hits in a game, including a home run to finish off the night. Pirates manager Derek Shelton.
I mean, I thought we swung the bats really well. They played really good defense. I mean, Adamas made two or three great plays. Terang made a great play, but overall, we continued to go.
That's the Pirates manager Derek Shelton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny, bright, and beautiful today as highs climb to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine will be abundant and temperatures on repeat, flirting with 70 degrees. Enjoy it because showers and thunderstorms roll in on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 14th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in David Farnborough with Let's Talk Real Estate with David Farnborough and our friends at Coldwell Banker C at Realtors. Right now, we got our good friend Lacey Ayling in with us, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, you brought a friend. We have Carrie Ruffner with us of the Leadership Class. Good morning, you two, or good afternoon, I should say.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate the time, Carrie. We will put you on this. I mean, ask you questions in a moment. But Lacey, I want to start with you about some of the upcoming events going on over there with your chamber.
Absolutely. So we'll kick it off with Eat, Drink, and Buy Local. It's happening right now. Ends on Sunday. So it's a two-week campaign to kind of support these local businesses. Get out, shop with your family. Definitely a fun thing to do on Mother's Day last weekend. But reach out if you need a bingo sheet. They're also at all the participating businesses. And then when you finish, turn it in. You get some free spots at the Heart of Wisconsin, as well as going in for raffle baskets.
This is a fun one. We've got a lot of great local businesses on that bingo card. So that's going to be a lot of fun for people to play along and keep up with. It's one of those things, too, that every year it's hard to say, well, you guys got so many great signature events. So, well, this one stands out above this one. But this is another one of those ones that really stands out. People enjoy it.
Yes, they love it. A lot of people, even from bigger cities, like to come here and participate in these, especially supporting those local businesses. Everything is handmade. You kind of get that. You get the quality that you don't get with some of those big store chains. So it's really, really fun. A lot of wonderful businesses. And then as well, don't forget, there's games on this one. So there's obviously Visit Three in a Day. When does Lunch by the River start? Which I'll give a free one, May 30th. as well as it's fun to even, you're having fun doing this and then you drop it off. Then you go in the chance to win. And then even if you win, your name continues to go back in. So you can keep winning those raffle baskets from all the businesses that are on the bingo sheet.
And one of the things that I think we hear, all of us hear from every once in a while, is, oh, I didn't know that was in town. Oh, I didn't even know that place. That this is an opportunity maybe to come across some of those businesses that you may have not heard of before and find a new love, a new favorite business, or a new place to go.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not just bars. So you can start out at El Cafe, get breakfast. You can go, we have Oh My God Processing, which they have, meat things, stuff like that in Pittsville. So you can kind of hop around to all the different little communities, get lunch, get dinner, you can get a shake. It's really fun. I mean, as well as going shopping, supporting those businesses that definitely put back into our community.
And Lacey, when it comes to filling out the bingo card, how long do people have and what should they do once it's filled out?
Yeah, so as soon as they have, they can pick it up at any one of the businesses that are on here and then drop it off at the chamber. Obviously, make sure that you get your free spots, ask your questions when you drop that off. And then we're going to do the drawing on May 24th on Facebook Live.
Lacey, definitely a signature event of the Chamber and really of Wisconsin Rapids. And one of the things we look forward to every year is Lunch by the River. This is one of those events. Honestly, I feel like you guys could just put up a sign, a Chamber sign saying Lunch by the River. People show up. Like, we love this. It's not only a beautiful area, a beautiful spot, but it has become such a tradition in this area that, hey, summer, you're not eating lunch inside. You may not even bring a lunch. You're going to get lunch.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, it's really, really fun. It's the 37th year, I believe. And then our exclusive presenting sponsor, Enbridge, and then our summer septic sponsor, which I just love saying that.
Yes,
Crockett Septic. So definitely come out. May 30th is our first one. U.S. Bank is that sponsor. And then we'll have Bob Allen for our entertainment, as well as some activities that I have booked, and then some outdoor games. And then we have Rocky Rococo's, Chatterbox, MCG Services, Jamaican Kitchens, and Granny's Beach and Ice so far for food vendors. We did get additional spots, so we will be able to feature more vendors this time, have a little bit more diverse options. So definitely come out. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited for all the activities that I have planned for this Lunch by the River season. So definitely come out. We have the balloon stuff that we're going to be doing, some face painting. We even are going to have a kids' day this year. So I'm very excited about the new additions this year.
I have a little bit of a spoiled spot here where I get to see a lot more of our guests than maybe our listeners do always. And I know how hard Lacey works at every one of these events. This one in particular, you've been putting a lot into.
And, yes.
It really looks great. I got to tell you, you've done an amazing job with this event. And it's interesting because I started the way I did for a reason. I think if you kept doing the same thing that was done by your predecessors or anything like that, nobody have any complaints. I mean, that's really great work. The above and beyond that you try to do with so many of these events, it's noteworthy.
Thank you. And
doing a great job. It's looking really
good. I'm working very, very hard to try to get, obviously, those staples here, but as well as adding to it. So I will try to elevate any event, leave it better than I found it. That's just kind of my life motto. So definitely excited about having different kinds of food vendors, different kinds of activities. I think when you have children and you're in public, you need to be able to cover. They're going to be bored in a half an hour. Yeah. So if you were going to come out from 11:30 to 1, have things that can kind of block off and that they can do different things, they can kind of go move around and then definitely reach all the booths and see all the sponsors.
It's another, just similar to what we were saying with the previous event, this is another opportunity. Maybe you haven't tried some of these restaurants or some of these businesses before. It's an opportunity for that. Get outside, have a great lunch, and the atmosphere is perfect. It's a beautiful view. You can't go wrong with that. I do want to note to people out there, go ahead and make sure to bookmark the webpage WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We'll talk more about the website in a moment. You look at these events, especially ones that stand out to you. Click on the event under their events page, and there is a set a reminder note. And I think that's really cool. I cannot be the only person that has an insane schedule that cannot keep track of anything. I don't even know when my birthday is anymore. That's how busy I am. You need reminders. You need reminders sometimes in life. And this is a kind of a nice little feature that I noticed on the website, and I think that's really cool.
Very, very excited for it.
Yeah. We're looking forward to Lunch by the River coming up, and we'll be there. We'll see you guys there at one of the Lunch by the Rivers. Looking forward to that. Gather by the Gazebo, very similar to Lunch by the River and some of these other events we're about to talk about. Really, really fun events that we're happy to have back this summer.
Absolutely. So that one is going to be in Rome. So very excited to be able to have these community events in different areas so that people can access them if it's a little bit harder to come out to Lunch by the River during the day. This one's in the evening, so 5:30 to 7 o'clock, and that's it. Going to be in Rome. Presenting sponsors, Visit Rome. Season sponsors, Coldwell Banker Advantage, Sand Valley Resort, and Rome Away From Home. And then our first one is going to be June 11th, so that's going to be on the second Tuesday of every month from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. We will have one exclusive food vendor. That's going to be Beach Bum, which I'm very excited about having. She's actually from Hawaii. Yeah. So she does a lot of like acai berry bowls, smoothie bowls, a lot of like shakes, healthier things, as well as shaved ice. Yeah. But her being from Hawaii, I think it's going to have, it has a little bit different, a little different like flair to it, as well as she's really trying to be healthier. So I think when it's summer and it's hot out, sometimes we don't want to eat hot food, at least me. So I'm very excited to have her as an addition this year. I kind of tracked her down at the Rome Farmers Market last year and kept telling her that I wanted her until finally she was like, okay, I will do the Chamber events. So very, very excited for that. as well as we're going to have wonderful entertainment that is going to be super, super fun this summer. Yeah. Our first one is going to be Duology, so
perfect.
Love Ben. I'm very excited for that. As well as I'm trying to have some additional activities out there, some more outdoor games. And then even I've been working with Creeper's Car Club to have a little car show out there too. And I have put some emails together to some other communities to try to get some animals in. I'm really hoping that one of the Humane Societies can come out and bring some pets. So definitely, definitely hopeful that we can have this be a bigger attended event, as well as kind of, I mean, the Rome area is just blowing up. They have wonderful businesses there. I've been reaching out to them and trying to get just some more partnerships, as well as obviously Sand Valley out there. They have a new restaurant opening, a new Italian restaurant, and then they have a new course opening this summer. So a lot of fun things out in the Rome area.
Yeah, that area is only getting better and bigger, and it's great to be able to support events over there and get over there. Just get over there, check out what some of Lacey and I are talking about. Rendezvous in the Park coming up. Journalistically, I always like to mention that I am very biased about this particular park. I love it. It's probably my favorite park in the whole state.
I love the setup. I love that you can see everything, and you can, and there's different options. So you can obviously have, you know, you can, there's food spots, and you can kind of separate things, which I really like down there. As well as the city of Nakusa is the season sponsor. Really, really grateful towards them. And I'm hopeful that I can drop by and go visit Goodfellas and promote some more things that I want to do. Very, very excited. The June sponsor is going to be Nakusa Lions Club. And then the VFW Post 2534, so Buckley Baldwin. Love Sean over there, and they are going to do food during June. So very excited. I'm trying to work with some businesses in Nakusa to kind of feature them. I really want everyone to come out, get involved. So you're going to see a lot of flyers. I'm going to be putting them everywhere because I really, really want people to come out, have fun, bring their family, bring a blanket. Just have fun. It's a free event. Please come and attend it, because if we're not attending them, it's going to be harder to keep pushing that we can do them.
Yeah, we're able to have these events because of your attendance and your support and your awareness of these things. So the more you attend them, the bigger and better they'll be. And if you don't, then we have to move on. There will be other events. There will be other things.
Absolutely.
And we want this one around. We love this one. A shout out to Goodfellas. That was a great reference. At any time, we can mention them. And a shout out to the city of Nakusa, realizing how great this event is and helping promote it and be a part of it and everything.
Absolutely. They actually let me come in and pitch to their board.
It's really cool.
So I was really excited to get to tell them my ideas, my plan, and how I want to get the kids more involved, get the demographic, and have a safe place for the entire family to hang out. And then we also have Duology there as well. So really grateful to Ben for being available to play at these lovely events.
Yeah. Cranberry Blossom Festival. If you were asking somebody who just moved to town, hey, you know, you've been here a year, what's the signature event in this area? I have no doubt that this is what they would say is the signature event in this area. We love this event. It's big, it's fun, and it's coming up.
Yes, and I didn't realize, obviously I know that cranberries are a huge, huge thing here, but we are number one for cranberry production, so definitely very excited to have an entire weekend. The brochures are out for that, so please check them out. Please, there's so many events. I think that we have over 14 listed in that brochure. Everything's kind of broke down by a map, but obviously we're going to kick it off with, you know, lunch by the river. We've got Downtown on Tap on Friday, Cinema Under the Stars, the Craft and Vendor Fair. We've got the carnival. Spicy Thai is going to be playing.
Nice.
We've also got some fishing things going on, the Duck Derby. There's so many things that are going to be, there's something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally just jump from one event to the next. Very excited for the Craft and Vendor Fair, obviously, that I'll be working on. And then as well as the parade, which very excited for a theme this year. And I definitely want things to be fun. So if you have ideas, if you have things that you want to see, I'm really trying to get the marching band, trying to get different things, feature their businesses as well as dance teams. And I want to have fun things for everyone. So definitely come and check them out. I'm very, very excited for the Craft and Vendor Fair.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And this is, again, coming up Thursday, June 20th. So still got time. If you want to be a part of the event, Lacey, can people still reach out and find out how they can be a part of things?
Yes. The wonderful Wisconsin Rapids and city and the new mayor has been really gracious in letting me have a whole extra block.
Nice.
And with US Bank closing down there, they're okay with me, you know, going in front of their store since they won't be open. So we have a whole extra block. So I'm excited to take on additional vendors, as well as Lee has been really, really gracious at letting me use in front of his space for additional food vendors. So very excited. I want these things to be bigger, better. Obviously, there's also going to be the farmer's market down there on Saturday. So a lot of different things for everybody.
Whew, it's going to be a busy one.
Yes.
It's going to be a very fun weekend coming up, June 20th. Be sure to mark your calendars for that and find out more about Cranberry Blossom Festival as we get closer to it. We're speaking with Lacey Ayling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and Lacey brought in Carrie Ruffner from the leadership class. And Lacey, I'd like to get into a little bit of the community leadership and teen leadership class with you.
Yes. So we are, I'm sad that we had our last session last week. Definitely really fun to kind of put everything together from October to May. But we are going to have our celebration later this month. So very, very excited to get to recognize the businesses, the participant that we felt changed the most from day one to now, as well as getting to recognize Paul, who's been wonderful at teaching and keeping us on track, as well as having us better understand ourselves, this community, how to be a better leader, how to be, you know, more well-received. And I think the relationships that we've made have just been, I mean, I've made personal friends to where I talk to them every week, and Carrie is one of them.
Carrie, if you don't mind, give us a little bit of your background, where you work, your job title.
I am the HR manager for Mariani Packing Company, corner of Washington and 64th. Yeah. We make the sweet and dry cranberries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
I think it's noteworthy because we love the wonderful guests Lacey brings on with us and everything. We have so many different fields that we pull from for these leadership classes, and so many different people can be benefited from the classes. What for you going into this, were your hopes or your thoughts, and what have you felt after it?
Yeah, so I went into this thinking networking, meeting some new people. I've lived in Stevens Point my whole life, so we didn't have a whole lot of reasons to come to Rapids, so I didn't know much about the community that I live in now. So it has really helped me not only understand the community that I live in, but I have also developed some lifelong friends, I hope. And it also helped me grow. So I learned that it starts with me being a leader and learning myself and how I am representing, and then how to help others then do the same thing. So I truly think all the way around it has really helped me grow.
Carrie, you got your money's worth.
Yeah,
That's awesome. That's really cool. And it's a consistent theme that whenever we have our guests on, Lacey, and talking about that class, it's a very similar set of words that we hear. This idea of, yes, you go in and you're going to make business connections. And that's business 101. Everything in business is connections and who you know and meeting people in different industries and that. This is a perfect avenue for that. But The cool things to us, I think, Lacey, is these relationships that get bonded over words and continue on many years later. I can't tell you how many times I have had a guest come in, and as they're leaving, they see somebody, and they, oh, I haven't seen you in a while and everything, and they know each other from the leadership class. That happens all the time. We've got so many different people that do those kind of things. So, yes, the connections are important, but those bonds that you make are just as important. And let's be honest, the older we get, the harder it is to find friends, to make friends, to get out there and do things. Like, this event is certainly noteworthy for the ways it can impact you in your professional level, but it's not to be taken lightly either, that it can really impact your personal life too.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Is there, if we're encouraging people and businesses to be support this, to be a part of this and everything, Carrie, what would you tell people that are kind of, whether they're on the fence or they're thinking about doing this or not?
I would tell them definitely to jump into it, because it really did change my concept of the town that I live in too. So yes, I created some very good friends through this and learned a little more about some businesses around here, but I have learned, just even working with Lacey, some of the things that Wisconsin Rapids have and the different, we went to Love Inc. last week and I had no idea what Love Inc. was or it was that it was even there. Mm-hmm. So it definitely gives you a different perspective of the community that you live in.
It's a great point. And I appreciate that and appreciate the time, Carrie. Thanks a lot for joining us. Thank you. Lacey, I want to make sure to get to Coffee with the Chamber as well. That was something else that we wanted to talk about.
Yes. So very excited for this one. Since we changed it to quarterly, we're trying to make sure that we're more impactful about what we choose. So this one is about small businesses and then an opportunity to sell to the government, which I know can sometimes be a little bit of a touchy subject. But there's a lot of things that you could absolutely be getting funding, grants, things like that for. So definitely just making sure that we're supporting these local businesses and then as well as educating them on options and maybe things that they want to try, maybe things that they're like, oh, definitely not interested in that, but at least having a little bit more information so that you can make an informed decision.
What a great idea and a subject matter we don't get to touch on nearly enough. So not only could you take in that, learn some stuff probably, but have some great coffee while you're at it too. This event sounds like a lot of fun. Lacey, is this something that you have to register for?
Yes. So registration is going to be on our chamber page. And then it is free for members, $10 for non-members. And then it is in the boardroom. It is going to be on May 22nd. And that is 8:30 to 9:30. And you can also do a virtual option too. But I really love the Coffee with Chamber as well as it's a great networking time because you also, after you talk to everyone, whoever the speaker is, whoever's there, they also kind of walk around and everyone can kind of do their little elevator pitch, which I always thought has been pretty interesting just in like, oh, I didn't really know much about this business. And they'll kind of come in and share like, oh, we have this, you know, press release coming up or these changes or this new campaign. So that's been really fun too, to not only you're going to, you know, go there, get some information, have some coffee sponsored by Dunkin', and then also be able to network, kind of wrap it all in an hour. Mm-hmm. So definitely a smart time for you.
Fun event. And we get to go to the chamber. We get to visit you guys over there. So if people want to register, how can they do that?
Yep. So just go on our chamber website as well as you can also come in, register, or give us a call too. So if you're a chamber member, we can just sign you up right over the phone. But definitely we're trying to make it a little bit easier. So we also have the QR code option as well.
Lacey, we never have enough time whenever we get together. So as we're wrapping up here, we didn't want to take a moment to talk about our May Investor of the Month.
Yes, Kerber Rose is our May Investor of the Month. Definitely, they are on our chamber website, so you can go right through there and have a little bit better understanding about what they do. But we've been trying to support other businesses that, even if they're not, they don't have a physical location in Wisconsin Rapids, that we can still always, you know, if you're from Point, they have locations kind of everywhere. So definitely, if you're looking for some kind of assistance, reach out to them.
Yeah. Great people, great organization, doing some great work over there. Lacey, we're in our last minute here. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on before we let you go today?
I don't think so. If anyone has any questions, if anyone has any thoughts or any suggestions for any of our upcoming events, please give us a call at 715-423-1830 or email me at communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
Be sure to check out the website as well, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, that Lacey just touched on. Especially if you've been there in a while, nice update. I thought the website was great beforehand, but I really like what you've done there because you've also kept the things that work. And you don't always see that when a website changes, so I appreciate that, especially as somebody who has to do a lot of this stuff while not looking at the screen.
Make it a little bit more user-friendly.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But it's a great website. Be sure to check it out and support your chamber, everybody. They support us. Be sure to support them. You can find out more by not only going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, by following them on social media as well and sharing a lot of the posts and things that they do. Again, thanks for the time, Lacey.
Thank you.
And Carrie, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have more conversation coming up on the Midday Magazine here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, talking about our favorite government program, Social Security. Social Security is America's retirement plan. And you know how it works. A small piece of every paycheck goes into a huge national savings account. And then when we retire, that fund pays nearly everybody a monthly check, and it helps replace the income that we're no longer earning. The amount you get each month depends on how old you are when you retire and how much you made in your highest paid years. In 2023, about two-thirds of retired Americans relied on Social Security, which is why any politician who even suggests that Social Security should be cut better have a darn good retirement plan of their own. If you agree, Join me and the 6 million members at Work Money. That's the not-for-profit I run. We tell companies and political leaders that they better do right by everyday folks. You can find us at workmoney.org or text M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matinair on Air.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fewer people are signing up to serve in the military in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is operating at 90% strength, which is considered low. Data shows a sharp drop in new recruits in the last 20 years. Only about half as many people signed up to serve last year compared to 2004. People in Wisconsin are learning about large-scale renewable energy projects thanks to a $1 million grant to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension. The UW's Sherry Gruder says one goal is helping landowners negotiate with developers.
Not all farmers are going to spend $300 to $500 an hour to talk with an attorney, but we could help educate them on that type of thing.
Gruder says they'll also use listening sessions to bust myths about renewable energy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you drive through the construction in the village of Plover, traffic patterns are changing this Thursday. They'll be closing the westbound lanes on County Highway B from Hoover Avenue to I-39 and reopening the eastbound lanes on May 16th. They'll have one lane heading each direction. If you're heading westbound from I-39, you'll need to use the detour route, which follows I-39 and State Highway 54. The Hoover Avenue intersection will remain open for this next phase and may be used to access businesses in the area, as well as Maple Drive. You can celebrate the unicorn with McMillan Library tonight. They're holding their Family Fun Unicorn Party from 6 to 7 in the All-Purpose Room. This is a fun program for children of all ages and their adults. They'll have a variety of activities and light refreshments in celebration of the unicorn. That's from 6 to 7 tonight in the All-Purpose Room. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. The Kingdom Rules, the latest installment of the Planet of the Apes franchise called The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, was number one at the domestic box office this past weekend, taking in almost $59 million. The opening haul is good for third overall so far this year after Dune 2 and Godzilla X Kong. The Fall Guy came in a distant second with a little over $13 million. The critically acclaimed Zendaya film Challengers took third. Rounding out the top five are the low-budget horror film Tarot, which came in fourth place, and the aforementioned Godzilla X Kong. According to Variety, cinema prognosticators are semi-encouraged about the strong opening of The Apes. The box office is still down about 40% from pre-pandemic 2019 and almost 20% from last year. Theater owners and studios are keeping their fingers crossed that the upcoming films Mad Max, Deadpool, and Inside Out 2 will rally the summer box office take. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the low 40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 70s. Some showers and storms possible tomorrow night in early Thursday. Some sun in the late afternoon and highs into the low 70s. It's 67 right now.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
T. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of Civic Media's The Maggie Dawn Show, Maggie Dawn, and Bigfoot tracker and enthusiast, Mike Desitel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 14th, 2024. I have your host, James, here, and it's time to talk real estate with our good friend, David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker, Seaward Realtors. David, always good to see you, let alone have you in studio, and get to see one of those great ties of yours. You have really good taste in ties. I really like seeing your ties, so it's always good to see you, Dave.
Thank you very much, James, and congratulations on your awards.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
I've just seen them out in the hallway. How many awards did your station win?
We won... I think as our station, we won four. Four awards, I believe.
Okay. One was for your morning show, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We were finalists for a couple of awards, won a couple. It was a nice time. It was a really good event. We're very humbled by it.
So very well deserved. And the reason for this is because you keep it local. Mm. You've got all this local content that people want to hear.
Mm. Thank you, David. Appreciate that. And always appreciate the time from you and the great work that Coldwell Banker has put into this community for decades. The trust that we have in our realtors is important, and it's getting more and more important in society. And the bond that has been built in this community through the realtor and business and just community members is really noteworthy. So we love this segment, love being able to talk with you guys.
That's what we like to hear. All realtors in Wisconsin Rapids seem to be very entrenched in our community. They do a lot of good work. We do at Coldwell Banker, but also our colleagues in the other brokerages mm-hmm. are also very active in our local good causes.
And one of the things we appreciate about the time is getting a market update and being up to date on these things. David, what do you have for us with that today?
Well, we have some good news. Mm-hmm. For the past few years, really since the pandemic, we have been struggling with inventory. That's the amount of homes that are on the market available for buyers. And that situation has eased slightly over the last few months. Mm. So we're looking at an overall increase of about 30% compared to this time last year. Now, it's still about 35% lower than 2019. So it hasn't got back up to where we were, but it's a lot easier than it was last year. So right now, if you're looking to buy a home in the Wisconsin Rapids area, we have 32 different options to choose from.
That's this is the first time in the years that I've been doing this segment, I think this has actually happened. It's usually one of the go-tos when JR and I would talk as far as needing inventory. It always seemed to be that was one of the bigger, if not the biggest issue. So that's a very big positive right there, it seems like.
It is a positive. And if you're selling your home, you needn't be worried that there's going to be too many houses on the market. There's still far more buyers than there are sellers. So... the other thing to bear in mind is the 32 homes that are listed in the Rapids area at the moment, and I should say that does include the surrounding municipalities like Nakusa. Those 32 homes, they're all different prices. There's one that's just under $50,000, and there's one that's $899,900. So most likely... you'll be looking in just a small section of that. So if you're wanting to buy for around $150,000, there are about four or five homes that you can choose from in that particular market sector.
Very cool. I appreciate that, David. And if people want to find out more information about those homes, we'll give them let them know how they get a hold of you in a moment.
We will do that.
I wanted to dive into an interesting topic that you brought to us today, and it's presenting a home for sale. And I feel like this is a topic, while we might have touched on it a little bit, we haven't gotten to really dive into and really get into the nuts and bolts of this. So I'm looking forward to talking about this with you today. When it comes to presenting a home for sale, I think we almost skip this step in some ways and come to it later. Like, you finally make the decision, I'm going to put my home on the market. And that is a tough and big decision for a lot of people. You make that decision, and I feel like it's afterwards that you realize, oh, I got to present it. And that, so it seems like a kind of a weird way of we do this, but it seems to happen that way oftentimes. And with that, we don't want you, getting behind on any of these things, especially when there's already homes on the market. So when it comes to I come to you, David, I'm ready to sell my home, but I don't know how to present it. You guys are really able to help with that.
We are, yes. And what we try to do really is to make sure that your home sells faster and for the best price you can get. So, yes, there is a shortage of homes on the market, and you can probably sell your home as it is and do nothing. But you won't get so much money for it, and it may sit for a little while. So the best thing to do is to talk to your realtor, have your realtor go around your home, look in every room, and they can give you tips on how to present it. Some of the things that you will need to do may involve a little bit of work. So say if 15 years ago, when everybody thought it was a good idea to put a dark red accent wall, well, nowadays people aren't really looking for that. And instead of looking contemporary, your home will look dated. Buyers come in, and sometimes they will voice this. They'll say, oh, well, we'll have to paint out that dark wall. That's going to be difficult. Sometimes they won't voice it, but it'll just go in subconsciously. And they'll be thinking, well, maybe the house isn't to my liking. So what we try and do is to present the home in a way that appeals to the most number of people. Sometimes we will need to make decorative changes. Sometimes there will be things that have just worn out, like carpets wear out. A worn-out carpet is not a big deal to replace. It can be pretty inexpensive. We've got some great local businesses who'll do that for you. But sometimes it's something that will give a better impression if you do it yourself, rather than say to the buyer, oh, we'll give you a $500 credit so you can fix the carpet. Because it's the impression that people get.
Yeah.
People see a worn-out carpet, they think, well, this maybe isn't a nice home.
Yeah. David, I mentioned this again, going back, his ears are burning, but whenever JR and I would get together and talk about this and get into this half an hour, I always maintained this isn't a subject I know much, if anything, about. And I love this segment so much because I learn every time I talk with you guys. And one of the bigger things that I had to learn was, well, if I was ever in the position of selling a home, my first thought would be, well, I want to make it empty. So that people can imagine their own, you know, this there and their bed here and those things. But that doesn't seem to be the right approach necessarily. That while you don't want clutter, you also probably don't want it looking abandoned.
You're absolutely right. And most of us do have more furniture than we need, more stuff than we need. And this is evidenced by the huge number of storage places that are going up all over our area. People are paying money to store their stuff places. But sometimes you do need to downsize. You do need to. So you go into your living room and you've got your couch, you've got your two chairs, but you've also got an extra chair and an extra table. And sometimes you just need to simplify that and maybe just have a couch and a small chair. You also would need to declutter if that's something that you live with. We have to remember we're not presenting a home that is necessarily how you live. We're presenting it so that it will appeal to people who come in and take a look. But when you empty a home completely, it can appear very stark. Sometimes it can look a little bit lower quality, and a lot of buyers have problems visualizing how they're going to use the space.
Yeah.
So I've seen buyers go into bedrooms, and it may be a fairly large bedroom, but they say, well, I'm not sure our bed will fit in here. And I'm thinking, well, actually, I'm sure you could fit this in.
Yeah.
But it's one of those situations where the customer is always right, and these are impressions that are made when people go into the room. It doesn't matter if I take out a tape measure and say, no, actually, you could fit a king-size bed here. It's the impression that counts. And sometimes we can solve those problems by staging. I do work with a home stager, and the home stager can bring in items of furniture and decor to present a home at its best, and also to give buyers an idea of how some of these spaces would be used in an everyday setting.
So adding to things like decor, as you mentioned there, can sometimes be one of the be part of the selling point of a home. It's not so much the things you have, it's having them, not too much of them, and having them in the right place, the right type of things that not only can call to the eye, but give you the possible buyer some, their imagination, something to work with.
That's absolutely right. So often we'll go into a room, and it might be a living room with a fireplace. And because of how the people have chosen to live, they've got their couch with the back to the fireplace, and then the fireplace is essentially not used. Now, that's fine as a living decision, but if you want to present the home, you probably want to accentuate that fireplace so that people get a good idea of what it can look like at its best. So sometimes we'll stage around a fireplace. We'll put things there that will draw people's eyes to it, such as a decor item above the fireplace and a few little things in the grate, like tongs and pokers. The other thing that we try and do with decor is to depersonalize, because most of us have family pictures up on the wall, and many of us have other things like religious items. We want to depersonalize. We want to take down the family pictures because we don't want people coming in and saying, oh, these people live here. I think I know them. I think I went to school with them. We want them to be looking at the house. We don't want them distracted. We also don't want them to see things that may put them off. And religious and political items often do put people off. The other thing that we have to be a little wary about is sometimes hunting things like deer's heads. Not many people are put off, but maybe it may be that small percentage that you want to appeal to. So, and then what we'll try and put up will be something that emphasizes the classiness of the place and something which is fairly neutral.
One of the things that I think, especially if you're fortunate enough to live in a home for a long amount of time, you have one of these selling points, a fireplace, a pool or something. And to you, maybe it's kind of gotten old. It's not as exciting or anything. But to be able to highlight something like that, that is oftentimes one of the things that pulls somebody to look at a certain business or a certain home as well. I've always wanted a fireplace, or, oh, I'd want a pool. So being able to highlight those things, accent them, if you will, it's really helping not only the seller, but helping in you guys as well.
That's right. And the decluttering process is important for that, too, because we don't want to have items in the furniture in the way that will impede people's progress through a room. It's also a little bit of feng shui involved in that.
Yeah. We're speaking with David Farnborough with Let's Talk Real Estate, our friends over at Coal Banker Sierra Realtors. And a shout out to them. And David, I am a neat freak, or at least a borderline one. If you're telling me you're coming over for dinner or something like that, you're going to come into a clean home, man, because I'll be there. That's what I'm doing the first, last couple of hours before you get there, is double checking those things. But we also understand most people, they're putting their home on their market. They've got other things going on in their life. It can be a busy schedule. So how much effort do you need to put into cleaning your home, to making it clean? Is it got to be spotless, the whole eating off the floor thing? What kind of, do you tell people when they want to sell their home about the cleanliness of it?
Well, to a certain extent, yes. In an ideal world, everything would be clean. But the reality is we live with our families, with our dogs, with our cats, and we're not going to have everything perfect. There are two main areas of a home which is it is essential are clean, because if they're not, it's very off-putting. And those are the kitchen and the bathroom. Hmm. And it may not even be something that's a big deal. So around here, we have a lot of iron in our water. And so sometimes the bathtub, the sink, the toilet will have those iron deposits. But to a buyer who comes in, they may not realize that's iron, and it may just look like dirt. It can look terrible. Mm-hmm. So things like that in a bathroom are very important to clean. In a kitchen, nobody likes to move into a house where they think that the kitchen hasn't been kept clean. Yeah. Now, it doesn't matter that a buyer can clean the kitchen when they move in. Mm-hmm. It's all about the first impression.
Mm-hmm. That and so much of this too is kind of you have to look at it as a buyer. You have to look at it that way. You are the seller here, but you have to take the approach of, well, if I was walking into this and looking at this home, would I be interested? And giving some personality while also giving a bit of versatility in that for the buyer to be able to imagine their own world and their own kind of living in that and that building, that home.
That's absolutely right. And that's one of the ways that a realtor can help you. If the realtor is someone who works with a lot of buyers, they've taken buyers through homes and they know what buyers like and what they don't like. And sometimes it's silly little things that put people off. Like one of the most common things I see is people go into a kitchen and they say, oh, there's no pantry. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, they've got plenty of storage space. Sometimes there's a little closet around the corner. And sometimes it's a good idea to present that as a pantry so that people think, oh, yes, I could store all my canned goods in here. And that's another instance of where a realtor who works with buyers can help sellers.
Mm-hmm. And then there is the amount of things you have and what to do, what to put away, what do I have here, what do I want people to see and what I don't want people to see. You've touched on a little of this, but there's probably more there, I imagine.
There is, yeah. And we want to put certain things away, not because it's not how we live our lives normally, but because we don't want to give people any subconscious cues. So, for example, on an ordinary day, you may have a basket of laundry in your bedroom, and it could be a perfectly neat basket. But we don't want people coming in and looking at laundry. Mm. We want that laundry basket to be tucked away in the closet or somewhere where people won't see it. We definitely don't want to see clothes on the floor. I can't tell you the number of times I've been into houses and I've seen underwear on the floor and I think, oh goodness, could they not just have put that away before
we came
over?
5 seconds, put it away. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we don't want to see things like that. And we also want to try and get rid of things related to smoking. I showed a house a couple of months ago and there was somebody who had smoked. The whole house smelt like air fresheners, but in one room there was a cigarette end in an ashtray, and the person sniffed and went, there's a smoker here. Mm-hmm. And that was enough to put her off the house.
Yeah. It and you don't, so many of, well, David or another agent might be around these people that are potentially going to buy your home. More times than not, you as an owner are not going to be there. So it's all these things that we're talking about here, they speak for you. They're going to represent you. And that's why it's so much more valid and more important to be able to have these things set and done right and having somebody that you can trust helping you guide you through this process.
That's absolutely right. And what we want people to do when they come into a home is to see it and think, this could be my home. Mm-hmm. I could live here. And it's one of the happiest experiences for me is when I go into a home and my buyer will say something like, oh, this could be Jody's bedroom. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, yeah, we could make this into the office. And, oh, I love the big kitchen. You could do all your charcuterie over there. Mm-hmm. And we'd have the coffee stuff over here.
Yeah.
It's really quite heartening when someone sees a house as a home.
I can't imagine. It's got to be a great feeling. I can hear it in your voice how much you enjoy it. You know, that's very cool.
It is, especially when they're then the successful bidder for that home.
Yeah. David, one other thing that I was thinking of with this list, and it was great, and I really appreciate the conversation today, but as we're wrapping up, I'm curious a little bit about the expectations that a seller may have. And that can be sometimes, you know, maybe expecting more for a home than not, or maybe they are lowballing and not realizing it or anything. How do you deal with people and their expectations as realtors?
Well, that is something that can be quite challenging because a lot of the time people have information that is not accurate. Mm-hmm. And there's three sources of non-accurate information. One is you have your dad who said, well, I bought a home 10 years ago and I think this is what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. Your dad isn't a realtor. The housing market has changed immeasurably in the last 10 years. Another source of what I would not necessarily call misinformation, but inaccurate information is the internet. Mm. So people will go online and they'll look up what the value of their house is. And there are various websites that will give you that. But the problem is those websites have not been into your house. Mm. So they may be underestimating because they don't know that you've put another bedroom in the basement. Or they may be overestimating because they don't know that your bathroom needs to be replaced. Mm-hmm. They're just going by the public records, and it is a crude estimator. Mm. The third source of bad information is with the house opposite the road, opposite to you in the same road, which sold for, I don't know, maybe 50,000 more than you were expecting only a month ago. Well, again, you probably haven't been in that house. That house could have an extra room. It could be some other circumstances you're not aware of. So obviously, I would say this, the best resource is to go to a realtor. A realtor can do a valuation on the prices of homes that have sold similar to yours in the same area in the last 3 to 12 months. Mm-hmm. A realtor will also look at what's currently on the market so that if you're pricing your home, it's going to be competitive, which is what's on the market now. An online estimator, the house over the road, and your dad aren't going to do any of those things.
Always a great time talking with you, David. Appreciate it. Already looking forward to the next time you join us. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we've talked about today, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is to call me or text me, 715-323-8594.
Always appreciate the time. Thank you again, David. We'll have more conversation for you tomorrow here on Midday Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us to discuss today's event. See you then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Watch out!
They got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Prosecutors questioned Donald Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, today on more hush money payments ahead of the 2016 election. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Michael Cohen continued his testimony this morning as prosecutors methodically brought out 11 checks and their 11 corresponding invoices that Cohen testified were his reimbursement payments.
The defense will continue grilling Cohen when trial resumes Thursday. At least 8 people are dead in a bus crash in Florida. Highway Patrol Lieutenant Pat Reardon.
There was approximately 50 people on this bus. My understanding, they were farm workers and they were en route to a farm in the area.
Americans are piling on more debt this year. CBS's Jill Schlesinger reports.
15.3% of Gen Z credit card users are maxed out on their credit card. That median credit card limit is $4,500.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has